A man with plenty of nonprofit experience and ties to the Kennedy family is taking on the challenge of trying to restore order at the foundation in charge of the John F. Kennedy Library in Dorchester. Stephen Rothstein takes over as the Kennedy Foundation's new executive director next week. More than 9 months after staff resignations and protests led to the departure of previous director Heather Campion, Stephen Rothstein joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, the friction at the library turned very public earlier this year. Is that behind you, do you think, or do you think you've got some fence mending to do right away?
When I met with the staff yesterday, I found staff at the Foundational Library that are open, that are dedicated, they're hardworking. Everyone is focused on the president's legacy and wants to move forward. And then we're excited about next year, which is President Kennedy's centennial of his birth.
Is the challenge that the last director was having, which we were told was modernization, is that still a priority for you?
I can't really comment about what happened before, but clearly any museum has to continue to move forward. And as we look at how people get information as they walk into the museum, they get information digitally. The John F. Kennedy Library and Foundation have been leaders in digitizing materials, and all of those efforts will continue.
You are particularly close with former Congressman Joe Kennedy. You helped him form Citizens Energy. How involved is the Kennedy family with the library, and what effect does that have on operations?
So the family is incredibly supportive, but it's run by a group of professionals. They're hired by an independent and outside board. So it's clearly the family is an enormous asset. And they have a lot of perspectives, and those are important. But the board, which is very diverse, and that's who hired me, the board, they really are the policymakers. And then the staff at the foundation, the library, they come from a wide range of backgrounds, and they're driving the efforts. And the library is fortunate to have many, many, many volunteers that, from all walks of life.
Why did you want to do this at this particular time?
President Kennedy had an enormous impact on my belief that you can make a difference in society, and I've devoted my life in a variety of nonprofit ways to trying to do that in very small ways. And if I can help my kids and eventually the next generation to understand not just President Kennedy's legacy, but that the opportunity you can have to make an impact, and whether it's on participating in policy issues or joining the Peace Corps or having bold goals like going to the moon, there's nothing more exciting.
You mentioned the upcoming centennial. What's going to be happening there? Do you know yet? Do you have a plan yet, day one into your job?
So May 2017 would be the 100th anniversary of President Kennedy's birth, and we want to find a variety of ways to honor and celebrate that. And so there is not a formal plan yet, but we're going to do some special activities at the museum. We're also going to do some things online, and we want to reach out across the country in some other activities. So there are a bunch of ideas. My first job is to listen to the amazing team that's already assembled. And once I've done that, I'm going to listen more. And the next 30 and 60 days, we're going to put together a detailed plan to celebrate President Kennedy's legacy during the centennial and beyond.
What would you say are your main goals for the Kennedy Library? I mean, do you have something that you really want to make sure you try to accomplish?
So I think that the library is really focusing on the president's legacy. And so that is making sure the experience for the people who come, and there are hundreds of thousands of people who come to the museum every year, that it is the best quality experience, and that there have been a lot of updating of exhibits recently. That's very exciting. And then secondarily, people who can't get to the museum, that they can feel the legacy and participate through further digitization of the collection. And online, there is a national Profile and Courage Awards. There are essay contests. So really to engage young people, the next generation, and really everyone in the legacy wherever they may live, so whether they physically come into the building or whether they participate in some other way, so that the next generation is really even more engaged and as my generation or my parents' generation.
All right, Stephen Rothstein, incoming executive director of the John F. Kennedy Library Foundation. Thanks so much for being with us on Morning Edition.
Thank you so much, Deborah.